Thank you. I was wondering, if I'm right in thinking, there's some opportunities where tribes would actually purchase the land from the original owners, and there's other situations where they would benefit from an easement that was placed over land that somebody else owns. And you mentioned that there's a connection with mitigation for development, and I have some experience in looking at this, and I was wondering whether or not there's ever a misalignment between the types of the spatiality of the land that actually becomes available for easement and then the specificity of the cultural values that are actually attached to the land that is kind of necessary for the tribal land trust. And I was wondering if there's ever a mismatch in alignment there, or if there's, you know, how that's worked through and sometimes, or how you approach landowners and seek to put an easement over specific patches of land.